Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Stevie Nicks tickets have gone on sale in the past 6 minutes for her tour here in Dublin, and they're not cheap. They're starting at about £140 for standing tickets alone, and a lot of fans say the cost have kind of put them off. Some people who've been hoping to get them in the pre-sale now fear that the €140 standing ticket charge is just that little bit prohibitive. I got this voice note in from Kate, who's a big Stevie Nicks fan, this morning. She got in touch about the price of the tickets.
Hi guys, I'm just getting in touch regarding my disappointment and frustration over the price of Stevie Nicks tickets for the Tree Arena. I love Fleetwood Mac, I love Stevie, she's a great musician, and I completely respect the fact that she's a global icon. She's absolutely huge, she makes fantastic music. I mean, like, Fleetwood Mac are one of the most like influential bands of music, and I'm a huge music fan too. I think gigs these days are just like, I mean, the price of gigs these days is just absolutely insane. Like, it's out of touch with like the current times that we live in. Like €400 for two Stevie Nicks tickets standing for the Tree Arena. Even worse, €160 to see at the back of the Tree Arena is insane. And like, as much as I love her music and as much as I love to see her, I just can't justify spending pretty much over half of my income for the week on two tickets to see her at the Tree Arena. It's just like, it's not non-justifiable. And I think people should really take a step back, and you know, we shouldn't be giving in to these crazy prices, because the more that we give in and actually buy these tickets, the more higher that they're gonna go. They're just currently exploiting their fans. That's pretty much it, the very bottom line. And like, I know they have to make a living off it, pay the tour crew, like pay like, you know, the promoter, like the venue and all the stuff, but like, they're still making a huge profit off this at the end of the day. Like, I paid like, what, €80 to see Taylor Swift at Tree Arena in 2015 on the 1989 tour, and now she's charging like, what, $250 for the Aviva Stadium. I think gigs these days, especially the bigger artists, like, they should charge a lot less, because it's just not fair. Basically, it's currently just putting a complete division line between the working class people and the rich class people. And basically just saying, oh, like, you can only go and see a big artist if you're rich. And it's just making tickets completely inaccessible for the average working person. I just won't be buying tickets for that gig at all. And
so that is Kate, who got in touch with me by a voice note this morning. It's 087 1400 106. Our tickets, though, just in general, even if you're currently looking, you might be on hold trying to get Stevie Nicks tickets for the Irish tour today. If you got them, let me know. Robin is with us on the line. Robin, did you get tickets this morning?
I did, actually. I got tickets in the pre-sale yesterday.
So you're one of the lucky ones.
Sure, I might be lucky enough to be going, but my bank account isn't so lucky.
Why? What? Tell me about the pre-sale. What was the cost of pre-sale tickets?
The cost of the pre-sale? Well, it's the same price as everything else, but it was, I think, for two of us to go, it was €320. And that's just ridiculous.
Is like, that standing, I know, Robin?
That's standing, yeah. And that's standing, and I don't know how, you never know in the point or the Tree Arena where you're going to be standing. We could be way at the back, who knows, but it was pretty dear. And it was kind of the FOMO took over for me. But really, it's just, I don't know if it's the artist putting the prices or if it's really Ticketmaster being the problem of the situation.
So they're €160 each really to stand, and then probably ticket in fee or whatever.
Yeah, with the fees and everything. And if you want to buy a commemorative physical ticket, which I didn't, I decided not to spend an extra €6 per person on that. But
€160 each.
Yeah, for one artist, yeah. Albeit a great artist.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous for one artist. When you think, like, even a festival, I think altogether now a festival is, I paid like €240 for a weekend. So comparatively, it's just not, it's not on.
Why pay it then? Are we mad, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say that I'm totally mad, and I was very much debating whether or not I should buy it, but I'm a designated concert ticket buyer of the friend group, so I kind of just had to follow the plan that was set in advance.
And because you had registered, obviously, then for the pre-sale, that's how you managed to get in yesterday.
Yeah.
And secure tickets.
Yeah, that's how I managed it. Yeah. It's so stressful to buy a ticket. I always try and get in the pre-sale if I can.
Yeah. What about
it's
you, Megan?
It's stressful and expensive.
Did you get tickets, Megan, this morning, or were you trying to get them?
I actually had a pre-sale code for the 3 pre-sale code, and I went onto it. And I didn't get tickets. They for standing was 140. So like for two people, like it was very expensive, and I couldn't justify it. It just deep down, as much as I love Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, I knew I would not regret it in the long run. I would have loved being there at the concert, but just to know that I spent that much money just to hear songs, I couldn't. It was the same with when I was trying to get tickets for Taylor Swift. I was in the queue for 3.5 hours, and the prices of them was
sure,
all that was left
astronomical.
Was the VIP passes.
Yeah, I was in the queue. I wasn't because I was on air, but my friend who was the designated, you know, ticket buyer, Faris, was trying to get them, and it just got to the point. I said, just bow out. I don't even include me if you do get them because I'm not paying that level of money.
Like for Stevie Nicks, I understand that she is one of the biggest in the world, but it's only the 3 arena she was going to be singing at. It's different if it was Croke Park or Aviva. Like I got 2 tickets to AC/DC. I think they cost 150 or 160 each, but literally the only reason why I got those tickets was I had one of those prepaid credit cards from work. They gave it to us for a Christmas gift.
And okay.
I knew I had that. So if I didn't have that credit card, I would not have gotten tickets.
A nice present for yourself from work. Good use of it.
Yeah.
But your point, could you not have used that for the, could you use that to buy the tickets for the AC/DC gig, is that right?
Yeah, they came out a couple of weeks ago, so I bought them and that was all gone. And then the Stevie Nicks ticket was 140 each. And just, again, the 3 Arena is a great venue. I've been there a couple of times for different artists. But I think that price just for the 3 Arena was ridiculous as well.
But I presume it's the artist.
I'm not 100% sure, because I know with Taylor Swift, when I was going through like the ticket options, she had different kind of sections for like a VIP pass where you get free merch and all that, and 800, and then the exact same ticket in the Sweden show was half the price. The Sweden one, I think, cost 250 for the exact same VIP pass.
Okay. Listener says, of course, concert tickets are far too dear at the moment. Why do you think all of the big acts come? It's ridiculous. I hear about acts coming and I think I'd love to go, and then I hear the price of the tickets and I say, absolutely no way. Another listener says, gigs in Ireland are a joke. It's cheaper to fly to continental Europe and watch an artist than it is to do it here. Also, the artists don't decide the ticket price. It's the promoter that sets them. And that can often have they also take a massive slice, according to this listener. 087 1400 106 is the number. Are you currently in the queue? Did you get tickets to Stevie Nicks? Are concert prices in general too prohibitive here in Ireland at the moment? Kira is on the line. Kira, are they too pricey?
It's just one of these ones of do you do it or do you not? You know, I set the pre-sale yesterday. It was the MCD pre-sale I said before. And 2 stand tickets cost me €302 or something, just over the €300 mark. I think the way the world is at the minute, and after everything that's happened, and lockdown and COVID, you know, it's kind of going right. You know, we'll lost those years, and you know, what are we doing now? Like, do you pay it? Do you justify it? You know, do you want to go have great nights out? You know, do you sit in? You know, and it's just. It came down to that for me, and I was like, you know, I grew up in a family, a big, you know, like music, you know, Stevie Nicks. I went to Fleetwood Mac in the RDS, I think in 2018, and it was £100 a ticket, you know, and now I'm paying €150 for to see the lead singer, you know, so I paid it.
So you got what, 2 tickets for Dublin, Ciara?
2 tickets. For the 3 Arena, and it was just over €300.
Just over €300, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have a lot of people texting in. You're in Belfast, right? She's not doing Belfast, is she?
No. So we've to come down, and then we've also got a hotel as well. So then you have the expense of that and the travel and everything else.
And I'm sure the hotel is pricey for the weekend.
Yeah, I was smart thinking, because we've done this before. And, you know, whenever somebody announces a gig in Dublin, right away hotels are like right prices up, because they know that people will travel. So whenever she announced, I went on straight away, got a hotel. I think it was just over €100, and it stayed at that price. So locked in just before the tickets went on sale.
Brilliant. So you paid for it there and then, did you? That's the key,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. Just over €100. So, but there, you're out of pocket before you bought a ticket.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people got caught in this on Taylor Swift. You know, they'd bought the tickets on some of the third party sites, but the ones that you pay on arrival, and next thing, the booking was cancelled. But
it's cancelled.
Yeah, lock it in.
It's the same thing. Like we, Bruce Springsteen actually announced a gig in Belfast as well, and he's saying in May, and we had got 7 tickets. You know, like the whole family's going for 7 tickets. It just cost us short of £1,000.
It's, look, there's no doubt about it. Going to gigs and going to concerts in Ireland, it is very expensive. But I do have texts from people today as well, Ciara, making the point that, you know what, people are willing to pay for an experience. They want the experience of going to something.
Well, that's it. Do you know what? I went and seen Fleetwood Mac, and I've always been a big fan, always loved seeing Nicks, you know, what she stood for, being a big independent woman in music, you know, and always been the front woman of a huge band worldwide. And I loved it. I absolutely loved the experience. It was incredible. Loved the gig. I'm one of these ones. I'll pay it. I'll get, like, my bank account won't like me. I'll probably end up with that with it, but I'll pay it because I love the gig. I love the experience of the gig.
I see a text from Tommy. He says, I'm currently trying for Stevie Nicks tickets. They're €302 for standing tickets at the moment. I presume he must mean for two of them. Another listener says, the price of the tickets in Ireland and England, absolutely ridiculous. Cheaper to travel to Europe. It's the artist setting the prices. Plus Taylor Swift, who was able to con her fans into buying her new albums, which they already owned because she said it was not her on the record. Oh yeah, this is the whole song debacle. When artist fans accepted, they'd sell them on, according to this listener. Mark has got in touch. Standing tickets are now €302 each for Stevie Nicks and Ticketmaster. It's down to the artist and their promoter, both to blame. Absolutely insane, according to Mark today. 087 1400 106 is the number. Joe is with us on the line. Joe, were you looking for tickets for Stevie Nicks today?
I managed to get them in the pre-sale yesterday.
Great.
I was lucky. I did. I got 3 tickets. They cost me just over £580, which wasn't something I like seeing. But, you know, she's one of my favourite singers of all time. Yeah. I'm going with, you know, my parents. It's a birthday present for my dad, who doesn't actually know yet, so hopefully he's not listening.
Oh.
But it was one of those things, you know, it's a big deal. You're like, I'll spend the money.
Yeah.
I had a Ticketmaster voucher, which knocked a bit off the price as well.
Thanks for that. Thankfully for that, isn't it? Yeah. That's where the vouchers come in handy for sure. But, like, is that standing? 580?
No, that's sitting.
So you bought seated tickets.
That's sitting. So, yeah, so they're not the
pre-sale.
They're not the cheapest ones. I was aware that it was an investment. But then the whole thing is, as well, is that it's not just the tickets that you're buying. You know, you have to get your hotel. You have to get, you know, I'm from Cork, so I have to get to and from Dublin. Mm. And then drinks when you're out is just astronomical as well. I know a lot of people have been saying it's cheaper to go abroad. And it is, because I've done it. I used to go to gigs in Manchester instead of Dublin, because it was as cheap for me to fly from Cork to Manchester, stay in a Premier Inn and then come home the next day. It was €100 cheaper than it was to get to Dublin for the same gig.
Do you know, like, it's interesting the number of people getting in touch to say today, like, you know, if people don't want to pay the prices, just suppose don't go. But, like, you know, when it's your favourite fan or favourite artist, I can understand why people will part ways.
There's an element of pressure as well, because, you know, you're in the queue and it's telling you how many people are in front of you, and, you know, you're nervous that you won't get them. And then you finally get them and the timer starts counting down from, let's say, 5 minutes or something. And then they're tacking on fees every step of the way. So you don't realise how expensive it's going to be until the end. And at that point, you're so great. Like, anything could have come up yesterday, and as long as I could scrape the money together, I would have paid it. It was kind of that level of just, I need to be there.
Yeah.
But so that's just taking advantage of people who, you know, really want to see their favourite artists. And it affects some people more than others. Like, there's a huge divide in what type of fan
it
can
is.
Go.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, and it was Kate, I think, made that point earlier, you know, in the voice note today, that, like, it'll soon become really only high earners that are going to be able to go to gigs because of the cost of them.
Yeah. Definitely, and I think that's happening in America already. They're even more ridiculously priced over there.
Paul is on the line too. Stay with us, Joe, if you don't mind for a moment. Paul, I believe you're a musician. Can you shed any light on why prices for gigs are so high now?
Well, a huge part of it now is that we don't have the revenue stream that we had from CDs and vinyl. And, I mean, making albums is an expensive business. The cost of living is high for everybody. Gigs are where we make our money. Particularly Irish artists, you'll notice that we tour more than once a year because we're trying to make our living. Royalties don't pay for anything nowadays. There was a time when we considered not putting our music on streaming services, but the streaming services basically won there. And if we're not on the streaming services, nobody knows, you know, nobody hears our music.
It's the way to promote the music, isn't it, Paul, really?
It really is. And I mean, I released something in the last week. When you put stuff on streaming services, for the first week or so, they give you a live stat and you can see by the minute who's listening. And lots of people are listening, but nobody is buying the record.
So the case is, because of the streaming services and the way we now consume and listen and absorb music, Paul, because nobody's buying the records anymore, is that why artists have hiked up the prices of going to gigs?
Absolutely.
As simple
as
that.
It's where we make our money. Yeah, I mean, there's probably other aspects. I'm sure promoters have higher costs now. Ireland is a difficult place for insurance for promoters. But a huge part of it is we now make our money through gigging, whereas gigging used to be extra. We could put out a record and, you know, comfortably live off it without doing any gigs. And some artists never, people like Kate Bush never played live, really, you know.
Because some people are texting in today saying, it's the music promoter and it's the venues that dictate the price. But you're saying categorically it's not. Like the artists, the Stevie Nicks or Taylor Swift or anybody can step in and say, hang on, I don't want to overcharge my fans. Reduce these prices.
Well, they absolutely can reduce their own.
There you go.
I mean, like places like
simple as that.
Ireland is bad for insurance, so it may be more costly to put a gig on in Ireland than it is, say, for the example there in Sweden. But a huge part of it, it's not the whole of it, but a huge part of it is this is now where we make our living. So we have to make a certain amount from a gig to ensure that we can pay our bills.
So Laura's on the line as well. Stay with us. Laura, the artists can intervene and say, look, these prices are just too much. Take them down a notch.
Yeah, they can. But I think these huge prices for massive venues like the Three Arena is just ridiculous. You're a speck in the ocean. You can't see things. I'm much more of a fan of going to these mid-sized venues like the Olympia or smaller Wheeland when you can really sort of be part of the gig and sort of really see things. And gigs, they're a lot cheaper. I think I'm lucky that I like a lot of more mid-range, more cult artists. So oftentimes I don't have to spend the big bucks. I'd much prefer to pay, you know, like I think the last time I went to PJ Harvey in the Olympia, really nice small venue, like 75 quid. I'd prefer that than spending 140 or in excess to be one of thousands of people.
Yeah, but can you imagine what you'd pay for an intimate venue for somebody like Stevie Nicks?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I know she's a massive artist and people, there are certain people who, if you're a fan of theirs, you have to see them at least once. So that's why people pay big ticket prices, because they love someone.
Yeah.
They want to be part of that. But they're really being scalped when prices are just so high and you're not told before the tickets go on sale what price range even you're going to be thinking of.
I have to say I'm very interested in that point today from Paul, that, like, you know, everybody here, mainly Paul, I could say majority of our listeners on WhatsApp are giving out about the venues and the ticket promoters. But in actual fact, like, you know, the fact that you're telling us today that these artists can step in and say, I don't want to be charging my fans 150 quid or 160 quid for a standing ticket.
I mean, somebody,
I'd say a lot of people don't know that.
Someone has to pay to heat Stevie's pool, you know.
Right, okay. I regularly drive from Sligo to Dublin, returning the same night, says this texter. I've decided in the past week I simply can't afford the ticket cost and the charges and the cost of the petrol plus a quick bite to eat in Dublin. It usually adds up to about 150 quid and more. I love live music. It's such a pity. Another listener says, my friend's son is a dancer for Taylor Swift, and after the last tour, she gave all the dancers and the crew $500,000 bonus each. He's only 22 years of age. Fair play to Taylor Swift. She does take care of her people, according to this Dexter. Stevie Nicks tickets in Belgium. The most expensive seats in the front stage, €157.50. Cheapest seats up in the gods, about €79, says this listener, who's obviously keeping a close eye on the sale of Stevie Nicks in Belgium. And another listener just asks today, like, why should our experiences cost double? It's ridiculous. Acceptance makes this worse year on year.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.